Yeah, so infrastructure spending is one of the big sales points of the federal budget. Lots for some big road projects around the country. Anthony Albanese is the Shadow Minister for Infrastructure, Transport and Tourism, and he joins me this morning. Good morning, Minister.
Good morning,
Minister. Shadow Minister.
Thanks for the promotion.
That's all right. There's no money with it, though. Well, not in this budget anyway. Lots more for infrastructure. That is part of the plan to kickstart the federal economy, create jobs. You would be welcoming it with open arms, wouldn't you?
Well, this is a mirage, Linda. There's not lots more for infrastructure. What they've done is simply take money off rail projects that were planned and ready to go right around the country and put them onto road projects. There's not new infrastructure investment in this budget. And on top of that, they've hitting people with an increase in petrol tax. So they take away the options of public transport, and they then hit people for an increased cost in the private motor vehicle.
Interesting text just dropped in, says, how does infrastructure create jobs for older women? Exclamation mark, exclamation mark, exclamation mark. We'll just put that to one side for the moment. But it's $116 billion. Are you saying none of that is new money?
No, there's not, Linda. They're counting other people's money, private sector money, state government money. I mean, that's just a figure plucked out of the sky. Why didn't they say, a $1 trillion? The fact is that what they've done is there are a few new projects, it is true, such as the road projects associated with Badgerys Creek Airport are new, that is new funding, but they've taken it from projects that were already funded in the budget, such as $3 billion for the Melbourne Metro Rail Project, for example, $700 million from the Cross River Rail Project in Brisbane. Also, they've cut some roads funding, the M80, which was a project in Melbourne that they've wound back $500 million from. So this is just a mirage. The figure relates to nothing that's in the budget. And, for example, on the Pacific Highway, that's of concern to people in New South Wales, there's not a single new project in the Pacific Highway. I mean, each and every budget we handed down so that in the end there was $7.9 billion for the Pacific Highway. I looked at the budget papers. There's a lovely, pretty little graph. I recognise it because it's the same one from last year's budget. Not a single new project.
I wonder if federal governments have ever done that before. One can only wonder. Anthony Albanese is with me, Shadow Minister for Infrastructure, Transport and Tourism. There are rail projects being funded, though, in Victoria, a regional rail link.
That's almost completed, Linda. That's been underway since that was funded in the 2009 budget, and it's almost completed. The new station upgrades are open. And they're pretending that it's a new project. And what they've done with this budget, by and large, they're just re-announcing projects that are well underway in terms of construction, or projects like the F3 to M2 project. Of course, they're in Sydney. That's an important project. We provided the funding in last year's budget of $405 million. We signed an intergovernmental agreement between the Commonwealth and New South Wales in June, and indeed the funding started to flow in June of last year. They've renamed that NorthConnex. Coming up with a new name does not mean it's a new road.
Okay, well, it's hard to wade through all of these details. Anthony Albanese, thanks for giving us those details. Thank you.
What people will know is that they're going to be hit in their pocket. And the cuts that are there to health, to education, to pensions are really much more savage than I think anyone could have anticipated.